Welcome to God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith. I'm your host, Chuck Groover, and today it's another episode of Unscripted, where basically I just talk about something that in the last week or so has kind of just been on my mind, and a lot of what I'll be talking about this week actually kind of plays off of some of what last week's topic with the theology and philosophy of Thomas Aquinas was related to. And that's just that whole concept of what came first, the theology or his philosophy type thing. And while it's not fully relating to that, because I'll say in my own life, it's hard for me to kind of differentiate which came first in regards to my religious beliefs compared to how I view the world, if which one kind of shaped the other, or if they both shape each other equally, which came first type thing. But one thing that was kind of brought up to me over this last week was I had someone kind of ask me what my favorite book of the Bible is and what my favorite Bible verse is. And well, for the book of the Bible, that one I pretty much knew right off the top of my head. Book of James has pretty much always been one of my favorite books of the Bible. And as I told them, I'm not sure why. I can't really say why it's one of my favorite books of the Bible. It just always has been. And then recently it was kind of when in a Sunday school class we were going through the book of James, it was kind of brought to my attention that the book of James is basically a New Testament version of the book of Proverbs. But the one that took me a little while to think of was actually my favorite Bible verse, because that's one that basically is always changing. At one point, my favorite Bible verse would have been Isaiah 40, I think it's 40:30. Basically, those who wait on the Lord shall renew their wings. They shall mount up on wings. They shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Also, a number of the verses in the book of James, pretty much like James 1, I believe it's 2 through 4, where it's talking about to take joy in our trials because it basically helps us to grow. Romans 12:2, Micah 6:8. There's a number of verses that it's just at one point or another has been my favorite verse. Right now, basically, I told them it was Isaiah 42:16, where it's along the lines of God telling, basically prophesying that when Israel is allowed to return after their exile, that he will basically lead them along the way. He will make the rough path smooth, crooked path straight. And it was just one of those things that when I first encountered that verse and made it my favorite in that about 10 years ago or so, and it's still pretty much up there as one of the top favorites, if not the favorite right now, is that it just kind of showed me that I may not see where God's leading me. I may not fully know But as long as I trust God, God will guide me where He is wanting me to go, whether it's in ministry, relationships, what have you. And that's pretty much what that verse is. But the one thing I want to get at is, while it's probably not true for everyone, I know for me, what, as looking back on it, has surprised me is, I would say, what I look to as my favorite book of the Bible and my favorite verses, it really relates to more of my, I guess you would say, my testimony, but that's because that's also where my heart is focused, and that's with kind of that discipleship, holiness, growing in our faith type concept. And so I guess what I'm getting at is, if you are just becoming a Christian and you're trying to find, or if you're wondering where it is that maybe God's leading you or where your passions lie, one thing would probably be look at what books of the Bible impact you the most, what verses you tend to gravitate towards as being your favorite verses, and that might indicate what it is that you have a heart for. As I said, what I've noticed is, like with my favorite book of the Bible being James, a lot of my favorite verses being focused on discipleship, growing in holiness type thing. While I didn't use that to figure out where it is that my heart is, it's just one of those things I just realized. All these verses in the books of the Bible that I tend to enjoy and like looking into, and I've also realized it with a lot the times that I've had to do a Bible study at church. One thing I've noticed, and I actually brought it up to the pastor that usually sets up the teaching arrangements, that one thing I'd noticed was just about every time I teach, the topic I choose, whether it's out of a list that he has for us to choose from, or of actual topics or passages out of a book, the ones that I choose tend to be the ones that have a strong focus on discipleship, holiness, living out our faith. So, again, this is Chuck Groover with God at Work, and that was Unscripted.
Thank you for listening to God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at God at Work Podcast. If you have comments, suggestions, or a story you would like to be considered for the podcast, you can email us at stories@godatworkpodcast.com. If you enjoy this podcast and want to help support us, go to patreon.com/godatworkpodcast, or you can also support us by leaving us a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith, is brought to you by Becoming God's Man Ministries, and is recorded and produced by me, Chuck Groover. Theme music for God at Work is by the band 39 Stripes, and can be found at facebook.com/39stripes. And again, thank you for listening.